Friday night. Let's see. And Carl Henry is going to be, well, that's not part of the festival, but Carl Henry's also blues, and he's going to be at the Cadieu Cafe Friday night. Like I said earlier, lots of blues this weekend. Sponge has a big show over at the Emerald Theater this weekend. They're going to be playing something, and they're going to be doing the entire CD that they've got coming out called Rotting Pagoda. Or Pinata, rather, and they're going to do it in its entirety, and then they're going to do an intimate performance in the Rock Room. Along with them in the Rock Room will be Not Enough Indians. There's also a band at Paychex called La Chalant. I think it's La Chalant. Punk rock happening at Paychex this weekend. That's on Kniff in Hamtramck. Dave Edwards has a show with The Look at Fishbones on Jefferson Avenue in St. Clair Shores on Saturday night. And Bugs Beto has a show at the Greektown Fishbones on Saturday night. And there's going to be a show over at the IROC with the Punk Funk Jam. And this is, if you aren't familiar with them, check out last week's Motor Live Drive. We had Gabe Gonzalez on, and he put on an awesome show. He's a percussionist. Used to be with P-Funk, and they're doing a benefit. They're just doing a rock concert there at the IROC on Harper in Detroit on Friday night. In the background right now, we've got Chili Billy. They're doing something called the Honky Tonk Fridays out at the Darabruski's bar that's on in Ecorse on Southfield Road. Chili Billy Band. Sounds like a lot of fun. But I'm going to roll right into right now the Twistin' Tarantulas. They've got a show this weekend, and we are about to go live with the Coffin Cats here in the studio, so I don't know if we're going to have time to play much of it, but till I get the thumbs up, I'm just going to keep playing music. So here we go with the Coffin Cats, and be sure to get out and support live music, because without an audience, there wouldn't be a show. So stay tuned, because in a matter of minutes, we've got the Coffin Cats coming up, and we will be going live in the studio. But right now, we've got the Coffin Cats doing something called The Morning Near off their CD, Welcome to Our Underworld. Enjoy. Okay, I apologize. I accidentally said that this was the Coffin Cats on the CD. It's actually the Twistin' Tarantulas who have a show this weekend at Big Beaver Tavern in Troy on Saturday night. And we are ready to go live. Mr. White, are you ready to go?
Yes, we are. We're ready to go on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have the Coffin Cats right here in the studio. Are you there, fellas?
Yeah.
All right.
They are ready to rock. They're ready to roll. Just take it away, fellas. All right, yeah. All right, the world famous Coffin Cats right here in our studio. Yes, they're so famous, even our station manager said, oh, you're bringing the KK in? Oh, yes. In fact, would you like to introduce the band today?
Yeah, this is Vic. I play bass and sing.
My name's Ian. I play guitar.
And I'm Eric. I play drums.
All right, the Coffin Cats. Oh, what more can I say? In fact, anything you want to say about your Coffin Cats today?
Actually, we just put out a new record on Tuesday, and it's called Our Way in the Highway. It's on Sailor's Grave Records, and yeah, we're getting ready to spend the rest of this year touring in support of it.
Whoa, in fact, they pulled up in their bus. It looks like a rolling coffin.
It does look like that.
It looks like that. Exactly.
Oh, it does. And hey, what more can we say about the world-famous Coffin Cats here? Yeah.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
I didn't know somebody told you we started calling ourselves that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think we came up with that idea at the bar the other night.
Yep, that's what it was.
Well, hey, in fact, our audience is excited to have you in today. We've already had people calling in to make sure you're here.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
And they're all excited. Why don't you give them something to get excited about?
All right, this one's called Chaos.
Thank you.
Now, this certainly isn't your daddy's rockabilly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there.
Oh, in fact, that's certainly not your daddy's rockabilly now, is it?
Oh, no, yeah. We have no shame. We are we're a punk band with an upright bass.
Right. Now, it's been called Gothabilly. In fact, our Gothabilly man here.
Psychobilly.
Well, and in fact, Alan, what would you say about this?
Yeah, Psychobilly, not Gothabilly. Right. They're not dark and slow enough for the goth, but
oh no,
totally
certainly
psycho.
Not. Certainly not slow at all.
Yeah, you know, we do have some slow stuff. We do have some dark stuff, but
it's more sexy than slow and dark.
Sexability.
That's the name of the next record. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. It's just, you know, when it comes to the live shows, I mean, we've become synonymous with having high energy shows. So we really, to go up there and do a full set of the slow stuff would just it wouldn't be right at this point.
And obviously you have fans, because on Facebook I've got PK, Jennifer, Crystal, and Ron are listening online, and someone's on the phone trying to get a message to you, but it's got a real bad connection, and we can't make out what he's saying.
Oh.
But we're getting a great response.
Probably a message that we don't want, that yeah. we probably can't advertise anyway.
That's probably Tommy waiting to say something he's not allowed to say on the air.
Don't let him.
He's driving home from work right now.
Well, that's probably why. Well, hey, why don't we keep the music rolling?
Yeah,
give these people something to listen to.
Speaking of slower stuff, I guess we'll throw this one in, Vampire's Curse.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo-wee. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wow, it's getting hot in here.
Whoa. What are you guys doing over there in Studio B?
Man. In fact, I dubbed you the world famous coffin cats, and we just got a call. Margaret, tell them about it.
We got a call from a gentleman named Nass.
Oh, no.
He said that your album is as close to perfection as anything he's ever heard, and he can't wait till you get to the UK because he was calling from the UK.
Now I got
to
pay him that 10 pounds.
It's good to hear that you're back in the UK and not in Bulgaria.
Yeah. Okay. And in fact, you are leaving for Europe soon, aren't you?
Yeah, we leave Tuesday. We fly out Tuesday, and the first show is Thursday in Italy. Is it Thursday?
No, Wednesday.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Sorry,
and
go back in time.
And this is your last show locally, isn't
Technically,
it?
Yes. Technically, yes.
You know what? I'm wrong. I'm wrong. It is Thursday. You're
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
I take that
Thank
back.
You. I do like to be on top of things.
All right. In fact, I knew you were leaving, so that's why I dubbed you the world famous coffin cats.
This will be our sixth time going to Europe.
Sixth European tour, yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. Now that's really something.
we have good times over there.
And if you're over there, and you want to catch a show in one of the countries you're going to be in, you can always check it out on coffincatsrock.com. So
that's coffin cats with K's.
Yeah, not C's. I don't know where you're going to go if you put C's in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
we'll do an old one here. Chainsaw Massacre. But if there is going to be a song to mess up in the studio, it would be that one.
It would be that.
But we
one.
Didn't mess it up, so.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah. Pat on my back.
All right. In fact,
that was a carryover from VA Nightmare, wasn't it?
That was.
That it was.
VA Nightmare.
And for those of you locally who have gone way back before that, even Mephisto Mafia.
In fact, how many CDs do you guys have out?
Technically, this newest one is our seventh release, if you want to count the split that we just put out as a release. I do. Eric doesn't like to consider a release, but...
It's a release. It's just not a full-fledged
album. It's not full
album.
And who is the other half of that split?
Well, yeah, who is the other half of that split CD?
We did that split with a band called the 12 Step Rebels.
Yeah.
A psychobilly band based out of Albuquerque.
Whoa.
Which is originally where Ian's from.
That's right.
Wow, well,
sweet.
And
awesome.
505 in the house. Am I allowed to say that on this radio station? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can go.
No, they don't want you to talk about it.
That's against FCC guidelines.
You really got to see the Coffin Cats live to get the full effect of this. They got the drummer is over there. He's got his big drums with his picture on the cover, on the front of his drums. We got Ian playing playing a
Gibson SG right here.
Yeah, and he's got it on crank.
I'm playing through crank amplifiers.
Oh, baby. And Victor's got his big red bass. In fact, that looks like it's got metal plates strapped to it. It's bondoed together. And
yes, it has seen much road wear, and has been put back together numerous times through numerous trips to the large hardware store.
Yeah. And it used to be black.
Yes, it did. Yeah, and I got actually last time we were in Joplin, Missouri, I had a day off and just decided to paint it after some major construction. Or reconstruction, I should say.
Now it's got a cool rust color.
Yeah, yeah, it's still very dirty.
Who did the airbrushing on the kick?
Your kick there.
Your kick drum, Ballman.
Oh, that's a buddy of mine out of Pittsburgh. His name's Mike. He actually, I've had a couple of these now done by him, and he's always set me up. He does a really good job, so I keep going back.
The idea is, what's the most obscenely egotistical drum front can we think of to put on there?
And that's me.
You can't see it, obviously, but it's Eric with a chariot of fire-breathing cats coming out in front of it. And instead of drumstick, he has whips.
Yes. That's
it's
that album will be out this summer.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's do another old one, huh? Another carryover.
In fact, one of their big fans invaded the studio today. He had to just hang out with the cats, and he's in here. He's took a break from the National Honor Society to come on down to the studio.
Congratulations.
That's one thing we definitely do is keep people out of the National Honor Society. Unfortunately.
All right.
It also means you have Rhodes Scholars that are actually fans of Coffin Cats as well.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like the way he looks at it better.
Yeah, Ian?
I like that very much.
Yeah, not just a Rhodes Scholar from being on the road, but...
Yeah, we're Rhodes Scholars, too.
Yeah.
On the road university.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Coffin Cats?
Well, we have a website, www.coffincatsrock.com. And of course, as with everybody else, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/coffincats. Also, we're on Sailor's Grave Records. That's sailorsgraverecords.com. I mean, really, anybody who knows how to use Google can find information on us these days. We're not hard to find, as long as you're looking.
Unless you go to Europe.
Oh, no. If you even have CoffinCatsEurope.com, you can find all of our information for our European tours as well.
As long as you
Rock's probably that's listening right now saying, say the Coffin Cats Europe, say the Coffin Cats Europe.
And that's with a K.
Yeah, and those are all with Ks, yes.
All right. Well, hey, this is a great, a really cool thing. We've got a lot of people listening today, so it's a big, big deal to have you guys in here. Why? The world famous Coffin Cats.
And definitely everyone who's listening, if you've already picked up the new album or you plan on it, thank you very much. This has actually been the largest release that we've done so far, and just numbers don't lie. We just are getting initial numbers in, and it's absolutely fantastic compared to any previous release we've had before, and we're really, really proud of it and very happy. And
definitely hope you guys who have purchased the record enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it. And
you got to give big thanks to Sailor's Grave on this one too.
Yeah.
So they really
Big Dwayne.
Big Dwayne, Andy. those guys really helped us push this one, so that was important.
Well, that's what we like to hear for guys that are doing it full time.
It's nice to be on a record label that's actually like a real record label or a real independent record label.
Yeah. They were working just as hard as we felt we were, so it was great.
Well, it must be good. Your European fans say it's the perfect album.
It's near perfection.
we're never gonna say we've put out the perfect album, but we certainly appreciate that.
It's saying a lot for Europe. Because
never thought I'd hear that.
The European psychobilly bands have been really the cornerstone of psychobilly for the past 20 years, and you know they Coffin Cats are actually giving them a run for their money in the ratings.
Whoa!
All right.
I say we're happy to join the ranks.
Yeah.
And actually start rocking with our heroes and stuff.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. You know, last year we were able to do a European tour with the Meteors and Long Tall Texans, which are some of the forerunners of, you know, original European psychobilly and everything. And just to be included into that mix and accepted, it's really cool.
He's talking about the guys that are twice his age.
Yeah. Let's get a little creepy.
Get a little creepy.
This one's called Laws of Sanity.
Well, I disappeared tonight. I left you all behind. Somewhere down the road, erase me from your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, we just got off. Gremlins. We got somebody on the phone right here. In fact, we've got Shane from California.
Shane,
your booking agent. In fact, she wants to say she's calling with smiley faces and hearts and XOXO.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And right now she's working on your summer tour.
Yes, Shane is our booking agent from Libertalia Booking.
And Team Mom.
Yes.
All right.
Smiley face. Hey. Thank you, Shane. You're the best.
She's listening on air right now, so online. So she's calling from California.
Cool.
All the way.
No, I guess I'm gonna say hi to James too.
Yeah.
Hey, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Now tell me, I gotta ask, where does the name Coffin Cats come from?
Actually, it was a local tattoo artist here by the name of Sam Wolf. It was originally his idea, and him and I were kind of sitting around one day and coming up with just band names. This was well before Coffin Cats, of course. And it was one that kind of he came up with, and then it came around time of forming this band, and I needed a name. And I remember back to that conversation, it was kind of like, hey, Sam, I'm going to use this name. Is that cool? And then this happened. Yeah.
Actually, he told me you never asked. You just used it. And then he threatened your life later, and then he's like, okay, you can use it.
Yeah.
That's another person we have to say hi to because he's probably listening. What's up, Sam?
He's not listening.
You don't think?
No. He stopped listening to us after you joined.
Well, I was just going to say, he's a pretty loyal fan. I see him at most of your shows, too.
Yeah, no, Sam is the creator of all the original Coffin Cat artwork and everything for us, and he's been great. And I would not have half the tattoos I have on me if it was not for him helping me out.
All right, yes, and Vic's arms are literally covered in tattoos.
Say, he's only done one on me, and I still would not have half the tattoos I have if it wasn't for him.
Hey, now.
All right.
Coming quicker all the time.
So that last song we did was called Loss of Sanity. That was off an album called Drunk in the Daylight. We'll do another one off that album. It's called Bad Apple.
The Coffin Cats right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today on WHFR. The Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got a live band every week, and this is how much liver can we get than the Coffin Cats right here?
I feel pretty live.
I feel really live.
I feel pretty alive as well. I'll be honest.
You don't look very alive.
We got a wire that's live, yeah, too. I don't know.
Yeah, we got a live wire Alan Cantino is going to work on for just a second. Here we go. You still got it, Alan.
Space invaders.
All right. And
I think that helped.
That probably helps some. We'll see.
Just a little bit of...
We got a wash going through.
Yeah, now we're rumbling.
That's just Ian's
yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, Alan Cantino will work on that. In fact, why don't I talk to Ian? I'm making it Tommy. Hey, Tommy, while they're working on...
Well, Tommy's not here.
No.
Yeah, we were talking about Tommy.
Everybody's got instantly bummed out.
We wrote down.
I think everyone else, yeah, they were all excited for a second. But yeah, I'm Ian. You had it right.
Okay.
Well, we should probably explain who Tommy is, was.
Tommy, he's a big Facebook user. That's what I know about Tommy.
he was one of the former members. He played guitar for us for, 6 years or so.
Oh.
And
that sounds good.
Ian unfortunately came in and replaced him after he decided
I blame this on Tommy too, because it was technically Tommy's idea to have Ian replace him. So.
Yeah, he got all excited. Take Ian. Yeah. But, you know.
So you guys are both at fault.
So I'm sure hopefully Tommy's listening if he's a good friend.
I hope you choke on your bean burrito, Tommy, because I know that's what you're eating right now.
Well, yeah, so there it is.
That's all right. Tommy.
Oh, hey, look at that. What a great segue. This next song is a song off the new album called Choke. And
this one goes out to Tommy.
Not planned.
That was not planned at all, actually. Hey.
Your producer is amazing.
If it sounds really funny, it's because I'm not singing most of this one. All right. All right, thank you.
They probably know, because I don't have that crazy vibrato.
Oh! In fact, I wanted to mention, Vic, your voice sounds really great over the air here. In fact, everybody sounds great over on the radio right now, but your voice is really quite melodic for those psychobilly songs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, now when you're on break from tour, you can come in.
Yeah.
Good job.
You're listening to WHFR.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I like that.
Smooth Magic Radio.
How about another one I followed with Dearborn?
Yeah, you got to say WHFR Dearborn making waves.
WHFR Dearborn, making waves.
Oh, I know I'd mess that up. Like,
WHFR Dearborn, making waves.
Now, Alan,
you're
will
you're
use
the Coffin
it.
Kids.
Oh, man, that's too much to remember now.
That's the X factor.
Now we're making you work.
We can each take a section of it if you want.
There you go. Do that. We'll use
hey,
it as a
promo. This is the Coffin Cats on
WHFR. Dearborn making waves.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That. The three-parter right there.
And we all sounded great that time.
Hey, we'll do another one off of the one that we'll do right here off of the new album called The Bottle Called.
Let your love die and descend with me beneath the dream of any normal life. The footprints on your soul have stomped out your will. So why are you trying to have a sliver of hope? There's no hope. Your loss left me big, I cried. Take a sip and clear that racing mind. I've been a friend for quite some time. I've cost you everything, but I'm not the one to blame. The bottom of the barrel is the place you live alone. There's no hope. Your loss left me be that guy.
Ian, you really made that SG sing over there today.
Oh, kind of does it all itself.
Oh.
I don't even touch it anymore.
Technology, what can I say?
That's what it is.
Yeah, actually, he doesn't really even do anything on the live shows. We have a playback tape.
We have Tommy backstage.
Yeah. That's the reason Tommy left is because he had such bad age fright he developed that he needed to have somebody
go out
there.
He plays behind the curtain now.
Yeah.
Be the face of Tommy.
Actually, if you guys were lucky enough to come out during the CD weekend, Tommy came up on stage and performed a couple songs.
Yes, he did. We had an awesome show this past weekend at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti. And, yeah, thank you to everybody who's listening who came out to that as well. It was fantastic. And, we pulled Tommy up on stage after he was winded from being in the mosh pit, and he could barely climb onto the stage. It was great. Enjoy your bean burrito.
And did you let him play?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forced him to practice.
That's what I like.
He surprisingly remembers one or two of the songs.
I think he had it. I think he thought we were actually going to call him up for that, because remember he was saying, yeah, you know, if it happens to be two songs to play,
make them these
two. And that's what he did.
That was a CD release party, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your CD release party. That was a CD release party.
Yeah, what we did this past weekend, we had Thursday was the start of the CD weekend release party weekend thing. And we started in Lombard, Illinois, which is right over there by Chicago. And then we went to Flint and Ipsy and then Grand Rapids. And it was... We were absolutely surprised with the turnouts. They were fantastic for being January shows. And,
Despite the weather. And
yeah.
So
thank you, everyone, who attended.
And thank you guys for coming today, because I know, you know, you don't have any more shows here to promote, but it's awesome. We tried to get you in before your shows,
and
we didn't work out, and I'm so glad that you were able to make it today.
Oh, we're happy to be here. You know, I've been listening to WHFR for forever. I mean, that's one of my – when I was – early days of getting into psychobilly, it was the Wrecking Hours on Monday there that, you know, I would be listening to, and never thought here I would be playing on the show, you know, promoting European tours and things like that. So it's absolutely fantastic to be here. So,
well, yeah, it's come a long way since Desirable Discs.
yeah.
In the record store, desperately trying to find psychobilly somewhere in a record store.
Yeah, I'm proud to say that I was one of the people that helped bring psychobilly to the independent record stores around here. Thank you.
Woo. Get that man a medal.
Not the only one, but one of very few.
What's the name of the new album?
The new album's called Our Way and the Highway.
It's a Roadhouse reference.
Right on. And where can we get that?
You can actually, what's cool about this one, it's the first time we've had a release go into any type of major distribution. And you can find it at your some of your more popular stores in the mall. And, you know, some of your larger chain stores. And you can find it online very easily from our website, coffincatsrock.com or sailorsgraverecords.com. Really, I mean, it's the most available record we have put out yet. And we have put it out on vinyl format as well. You can find that online to order as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Yeah, Nad said it was an album, so I was wondering whether you got the vinyl
there. We have the vinyl in like five colors.
See, as a rule, we always call releases albums now, because an album is like a collection of your work, you know, that you put out. When you say a record now, people think that because records have made such a comeback that you're saying, oh, I put it out on vinyl. So we try to refer to every release as an album, and then we say, yeah, we have the record. Because we actually do have the physical records.
Now
vinyl.
You just got to call it song grouping.
Yes, yeah, song groupings. Yes, we have a collection out now.
Pretty soon you're going to have to do the best of. You have so many out. You do like a compilation of all seven.
Oh, a best of record?
Yeah. Or is it too soon?
It's too soon. We haven't even
It might just
the
be my wishful
yet.
Thinking. Yeah.
We'll be in 2000. Next year will be the 10-year mark, actually. Ooh. Next June, yeah.
10th
yeah.
anniversary release. Yeah. There you go.
It's going to happen.
Actually, you know, the greatest hits is for when we can't think of anything else to write, so then we try to squeeze out one more song.
We
and
just
put
don't
want to
hang out
it.
With each other for an entire year, yeah. So we're like, let's yeah. put out a greatest hits record.
And then throw a couple demos on it. We got that on rap.
Yep. Yeah.
So until then, you can just listen to the Wrecking Hours, and we'll do the best of.
There you go.
All right, yes, the Coffin Cats coming to a mall near you.
Maybe I can even get Vic to pick the tracks for me. To
come in guest DJ.
In and guest DJ.
If there's actually one day that you're not on tour the whole year.
I'll be back hanging out in March. So we could set something up in March.
Well, I'll come in.
Right on.
Right.
Come in and hang out. What else are we going to do on a Monday afternoon? we'll go get chicken wings afterwards. That's what we'll do.
All right.
Try to get Eric on the Wall of Flame.
I know this one has been played on the Wrecking Hours. This one's called Graveyard Tree.
Graveyard, she went up there, made her mind real hard, digging out the graveyard. Oh, 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 oh. We'll be right back.
right. All right. Yeah, we just checked people that are listening online. I got to give a shout out to all our online listeners. Got a whole bunch out there. Yeah.
Online listeners.
Well, we know they're from Europe and from California, so
right. They're everywhere.
Around the world.
Maybe even Australia.
Thank you, guys. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. It's been a real cool show. In fact, why don't you let people know where they can get a hold of the Coffin Cats again?
Well, you can find information on www.coffincatsrock.com or, you know, like everybody else has, the Facebook page, facebook.com/coffincats. That's Coffin Cats with K's. And, as soon as news comes in, we put it right out there on the internet. So if you Google search us, you can find the most recent updates and tour updates and everything. We have just posted all of our European tour dates. We will be leaving next Tuesday, and you can find that easily at www.coffincatseurope.com, or it should be easy to find if you know how to use Google.
It's out there.
And there's a lot out there too. It's almost like a soap opera if you follow their posts enough. there's a lot going on in these status
of soap opera. We try to stay as active as possible, you know, with communicating with people online. I mean, the one part about touring is that for as busy as we can be, there is that bit of downtime between cities where, you know, with the beauty of technology that we can be online and traveling at the same time. So, you know, we try to keep up as much as we can with staying in touch with, you know, what people want to hear and things like that.
Next week and, on Days of Our Coffin Cats.
Which another thing is we certainly appreciate all the feedback that everyone's been posting on our wall about the new album. It really helps out a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the Coffin Cats fans are really loyal because they do announce so much. They are very present for their fans all the time. They're not too stuffy to talk to everybody.
Well, that's always been our thing. Anybody that knows us knows that we just hang out by the merchandise booth or hang out up by the bar the whole time of the show. You know, we spend so much time on the road with each other, stuck in the bus. The last thing that we want to do is spend time in the green room talking to each other. Yeah, you know? We'd rather go out and we're like, please, somebody else talk to us.
How is it in that bus, by the way?
Cold. The heater broke last year, and it was on the list of things to fix. But then, once we realized how much effort it would take, and that it would cost us money,
we were like,
blankets are free.
Well, I'll tell you, you got about 5 minutes left in the show. What would you like to pull out?
Well, let's do Wild Ride, huh?
Oh, hey, because your European tour will be a wild ride, won't it?
Every time.
Yes, if it's anything like the last ones.
Must be something more.
All right. The world famous Coffin Cats right here at our live drive at 5 Studio. Oh, what can I say? They're ready to leave for Europe. They're raring to go. In fact, hey guys, we got a minute and a half to go. Could you play a little more?
Minute and a half.
This is Coffin Cat Rock. You got it.
Play on out.
Wait. Ian was all packing up on here.
Now it's a minute.
Thank you guys very much. We'll see you out on the road somewhere. Oh, they're going red. I was getting ready to pounce. So don't lose the baby. I'm in trouble.
Oh, this has been the world famous Coffin Cats here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay
this
tuned.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days